See far as we can. The fashion in Scotland for bigging monuments our individual deed folk started in the 12th century and had to do with Norman French influence. For a long time it was just kings, nobles and kirkmen that could pay for sick monuments. But in the 16th century, with the oncoming of the Reformation, the Throch or Headstone that we ken nowadays started to kithe as lairds, merchants and burgesses bigot monuments to theirselves. And by the 18th century, onybody that had a bit of siller soch to do the like. A wheen academic jails atween the late 17th and 19th centuries gaed about recording mony of their monuments, but their interest was mostly in landed folk or inscriptions that was ken speckle for some reason. So it wasn't until the 20th century that we ettled at the Hale Kintra and all classes of folk. Atween the 1940s and 1980s, sindery family history organisations gaed about Braid Scotland, making a record of the inscriptions in all our burial grounds. Mony texts had worn a wall, or the stains had cowpit, or been teen a wall. But the muckle spear kent as the Monumental Inscriptions of Scotland has new recorded often left hour. Until the 18th century, the stain put over the grave was kent as a Throch stain, but after the English fashion, we started calling them heed stains for by. Heed stains could be dear, and it wasn't the obdy that could pay for yin, so many folk got yerd it wi nain, and often the only record we mich hae that a burial had ta'en place is the Mortclaith o' Compt. For thir o' Compt's has been tint, we hae nae record o' deeth or burial of a'. But having said that, Scotland is weel served for registers of what has won ower, and a body should find a doubly monumental inscriptions for his or her part of the Kintra in their Libra hame aboot. Their volumes leets ilka burial ground, along with a kert of the layout, and the information gien on the headstone, names, dates and the lave, with an index by family name. It's aye worth taking a swatch of their books, as you mich just find a forebearer twa in among them.